You're listening to Insight's Spring Music Special on Capital Public Radio. I'm Nick Bruner. In the 1960s, drummer and band leader Art Blakey revolutionized the music scene with his Jazz Messengers, a rotating cast of all-stars with a group sound that defined an era. Now the Sacramento Classic Jazz Messengers are delivering their own version of this historic sound. Led by trumpeter Chet Schwalek, the sextet includes acclaimed local musicians Darius Babazadeh on saxophone, Al Bentz on trombone, Brandon Lowe on piano, Kerry Kashiwagi on bass, and Matt Marucci on drums. Catching these guys live in a local club is a hot ticket since their performances are rare, but we managed to snag them for an afternoon here at Cap Radio. And after recording several of their tunes, they answered questions posed by Cap Radio jazz music director Gary Vercelli.
I was expecting to hear a bunch of covers of mid-60s, Art Blakey, Wayne Shorter, but I was surprised to hear so many originals that harken back to that sort of magical period of the 60s, which we probably call mainstream jazz or post-bop. Chet, I'm going to direct my first question to you. How is it that that music remains relevant and still sounds modern today, 50 years later?
Well, I think there's different ways to look at it. I mean, one thought comes to mind is that, you look at Beethoven's music and Mozart, and, you know, we're still enjoying and playing their music years later. And I think the same is going to be true for the music of Miles Davis and, the Art Blakey era. And, you know, you have Wynton Marsalis and jazz at the Lincoln Center, and very fortunate to have that kind of thing going on as well. But I must say how wonderful it is to have these fine musicians to recreate this music and make our own music as well. And this is just a seed. This is just the beginning. I'm very confident that we're going to go ahead and push this as far as we can.
And Matt, we all remember back to the early 90s when we had a pretty thriving jazz scene here in Sacramento. Yeah. What's the scene like now compared to then? Who's your audience?
The audience just varies from the young people who are just becoming involved with jazz and learning about jazz to old guys your age.
Thank you. Well, I notice you're a multi-generational band, and I'm going to ask who appears to be the youngest member of the band, Brandon Lowe, on piano. What's it like playing with these elders?
Be careful.
Right.
Yeah, we outnumber you.
it's definitely an opportunity. I mean, it's a privilege just to learn, you know, from the cast who've been around the area, Sacramento here. I'm from Boston originally, so just learning from them, gaining new experience. You know, there's always something to learn. So jazz is a everlasting journey of knowledge, and you never fully feel like you've accomplished your craft. You know, I know Kerry, I know most of all these guys a lot from playing gigs and stuff like that, so it's great.
So Kerry Kashiwagi, I know you as a yoga teacher and a yoga student. Mm-hmm. Comment on what kind of a workout you get playing in this band, and the importance of taking care of yourself so that you can keep on playing for years to come?
Well, I started my practice in yoga basically so I could play as long as I possibly can. The string bass is kind of an asymmetrical kind of instrument, as is the electric bass. And I find yoga brings me more balance physically and mentally, if you will, so I can address this instrument.
And Al Bent, you had one tune today?
Kaleidoscopics.
Tell me about your compositional process. What inspires you to compose?
I've always wanted to do something with the changes to a tune that John Coltrane wrote called Countdown, which is actually a combination of Giant Steps and tune-up. If you know the language and you listen to my tune, you hear tune-up in the first part of the tune and then Giant Step changes in the latter part of the tune. I think all of us have tried at one time or another to get command of it, that particular kind of chord change cycle. Mm-hmm. You know, certainly I have. It's been a challenge for a trombone player.
Next question is open to anybody. Does the state of jazz education help balance the books for you guys? Are you all teaching? And
I teach privately a little bit. I went to school at the New School University in New York for my jazz piano performance degree. So after I got out, as I was teaching, I found that like a lot of people didn't have the same opportunity to go to universities to learn education because I was privileged to study with, you know, all these great players. So not everyone gets to do that. So I created an online website to help, you know, spread jazz education for piano to people, you know, around the world globally so they could access it online and things like that. And so my goal is to have other educators come onto the site and help to spread the knowledge of jazz to other people around the world. So
cool.
Nice.
Anybody else on jazz education?
This is Chet, and myself, I have my teaching studio up in Folsom, and I've done, I think, 8 spring recitals now, and I think starting with the third one, I would hire a professional drummer and bassist to try to incorporate some of that with even my younger students, the piano students. If they have some very simple boogie-woogie thing or something, I'll encourage them to take advantage of the live professional musicians, and they'll count off the tune. And so, and I, of course, have my my jazz students. I'm very fortunate to, according to where I purchased it, I have a Baldwin Concert Grand that was previously owned by Dave Brubeck. So my students get to have some of that history during their lessons as well.
But at their fingertips.
At their fingertips, absolutely.
Darius, you've been on the scene for quite a while here in Sacramento. Talk about the evolution of the music here in this community.
Back in the 80s when we had the On Broadway, there was a bigger scene and there was more people coming to see us, and it's kind of gone downhill in some ways with the jazz. Hopefully we'll get it back going.
Well, gentlemen, I don't have any more questions unless there's something on your mind that you want to speak to.
Gary, if you could buy a jazz club, that'd be great. Start hiring us. I mean, I think that's what Sacramento needs is a venue or two.
Maybe
a real venue.
Run by somebody who really loves the music.
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't need to make money.
And he's willing to.
Doesn't mind being broke like the rest of us.
Okay. All right, fellas. Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Gary.
Words and music by the Sacramento Classic Jazz Messengers. Leader and trumpeter Chet Schwalik with Darius Babazadeh on saxophone, Al Bentz on trombone, Brandon Lowe on piano, Kerry Kashiwagi on bass, and Matt Marucci on drums. Recorded live at Cap Radio, interview hosted by jazz music director Gary Vercelli. Coming up, Sacramento band Epsilona plays the Blue Lamp, and it might be the last time you hear them live in Sacramento in 2016. Find out why you won't want to miss this show when we meet the band and hear more music recorded in our studio.